The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. There's not enough good news. So I was grateful last spring to read an article about a happy occurrence. Last May, a hiker named Amanda Eller was rescued from a 2,000-acre nature reserve in Maui after having lost her bearings and wandering for more than 2 weeks without food or water. Eller stayed alive despite losing her shoes in a flash flood, falling from a cliff, and injuring her leg and knee. And then, on the 17th day of her saga, she was spotted by a rescue helicopter and lifted to safety. A decade ago, I had followed a developing story about the poet Craig Arnold, who had gone missing while climbing a volcano in Japan. Craig was kind, funny, mightily talented, and much beloved. Amanda Eller's rescue opened up a new pang of sorrow for Craig and his surviving family and friends. Today's poem, Staying Alive, by David Wagoner, calls to mind these stories with such different outcomes, and it makes me wish a poem could keep us all safe. Staying Alive by David Wagoner. Staying alive in the woods is a matter of calming down at first and deciding whether to wait for rescue, trusting to others, or simply to start walking and walking in one direction till you come out or something happens to stop you. By far, the safer choice is to settle down where you are and try to make a living off the land, camping near water, away from shadows. Eat no white berries, spit out all bitterness. If you have no matches, a stick and a fire bow will keep you warmer. Or the crystal of your watch, filled with water, held up to the sun, will do the same in time. In case of snow drifting toward winter, don't try to stay awake through the night, afraid of freezing. The bottom of your mind knows all about zero. It will turn you over and shake you till you waken. If you have trouble sleeping, even in the best of weather, jumping to follow with eyes strained to their corners the unidentifiable noises of the night, and feeling bears and packs of wolves nuzzling your elbow, remember the trappers who treated them indifferently and were left alone. If you hurt yourself, no one will comfort you or take your temperature. So stumbling, waiting, and climbing are as dangerous as flying. But if you decide, at last, you must break through in spite of all danger, think of yourself by time and not by distance, counting wherever you're going by how long it takes you. No other measure will bring you safe to nightfall. Follow no streams. They run under the ground or fall into wilder country. Remember the stars and moss when your mind runs into circles. If it should rain or the fog should roll the horizon in around you, hold still for hours or days if you must, or weeks, for seeing is believing in the wilderness. And if you find a pathway, wheel rut, or fence wire, retrace it left or right. Someone knew where he was going once upon a time, and you can follow, hopefully, somewhere. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
I'm Perry from Santa Barbara, and I support The Slowdown. Meeting a wide diversity of poets and their outstanding poems takes my mind and heart to a higher place, a truth that feeds my day away from the debilitating misinformation and horror that plagues us. Join me by making a gift to The Slowdown today. Go to slowdownshow.org/donate.